Dennis McNabb is the information coordinator for the Peace River Forest area. She joins us. Well, I'm actually on location, so thank you for inviting me into the office.
Thanks for coming, Keith. We're always happy to talk to River Country.
You bet. Thank you very much. A lot of carryover fires, a lot of winter burns are happening. First of all, as I guess it's an icebreaker, comments on the fact that those are still happening, despite the fact that we're in the deep into the winter, that's for sure.
Yes, yeah. The winter burning definitely doesn't stop for any kind of temperature. We don't have any carryover fires from last year, thankfully, so we're not navigating that at all. But folks out on the landscape, people looking to do brush clearing, that's all happening, and it happens all winter long because that's the best time to do it.
The winter is the best time to do it, but the fact of the matter is sometimes the fires can start seeping underground.
Absolutely.
And we've all of a sudden got problems, especially when the spring rolls around. How common is that happening?
It's not incredibly common, but it does happen. We encourage people when they are considering when they're going to burn and where they're going to burn, that you never want to burn right on what you'd call just plain topsoil, because that first layer right on the ground there is usually full of things like roots and dead trees, or dead leaves, dead grass, things like that, and it's that layer that will transfer that underground into the root system and will just basically smolder throughout the winter and reemerge in the spring when the conditions are right.
Have you still got despite no carryover fires, mm-hmm. have you still got crews out sort of surveying the landscape, despite the fact it's minus 40 of?
No, we don't have any crews out right now. All of our crews are on basically seasonal leave right now. The people that we do have on are our wonderful forest officers, who many of them just got back from California. So they haven't been doing a lot of what you'd call firefighting crew work. They do a lot of forest management practices, going out to cut block sites to monitor work happening there, as well as future prescribed burn projects and kind of anything that needs to be done, forest management-wise. But yeah, definitely pulled back a lot from active firefighting because there isn't any to be done.
Mm-hmm. As we mentioned, there is winter burning happening.
Yes.
The average person, how careful do we need to be when A, we're doing that burning, and B, we approach said burns because, well, people travel on the highway and sometimes they get hampered by visibility because of the smoke?
Yeah, absolutely. So a few things to consider before we start burning. Of course, what we just touched on, which is where the burn is happening, what kind of your soil situation is, as well as inclement weather. You're not wanting to do any kind of burning when there's a fog situation, when inversion is happening, because that will create that really low smoke that creates really poor visibility on the highway. So you're wanting to look for maybe a cloudier day or a clear day, little wind, things like that. And then when you are laying your brush down in what we call windrows, which is just a very long stretch of material being burned, we ask that folks break it up every 60 meters so there's not one long continuous burning pile. This way it's a lot easier to manage if it does get away from you, and we're not trying to get out there to fight this whole big brush fire. And then the other thing that people need to be cognizant of in these situations is that we don't want to be burning close to the tree line. A lot of agricultural land borders on the boreal forest, so we want to be keeping at least 25 meters away from the tree line at all times. And these are provincial regulations and they are enforceable. So we do monitor things like that. Folks don't need a permit in the winter. They'll start needing a permit again on March 1st. Permits can be obtained through the online site, or you can come into the forestry office here in Peace River to get your burning permit. But yeah, so for now, they don't need it because it is the winter months and there's not a lot of there's less risk, but there is still risk. So it's just asking people to be cognizant of the environment around them rather than us needing to very closely monitor every single situation.
310 Fire is still active, is it not?
It absolutely is. 24/7, 365 mm-hmm. days a year. And we do encourage people, no matter what the smoke situation is, please give us a call if you think that there's potential for a fire happening that maybe shouldn't be happening, a fire that's bigger than it should be. We do encourage the public to still call 310 Fire whenever they're feeling, worried or
just wanting to help.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we appreciate it because that's one of our many ways that we can provide adequate land management and stewardship. It's a work in progress. We do the work on our end and the public does the work on their end.
I appreciate this. Tanis McNabb, the information coordinator for the Peace River Forest Area. Tanis, I appreciate this. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you so much, Keith.